Hello, welcome to another episode of Messy Magic. Oh, thank you so much for joining me today. I am your host, Nadee Guy, and I feel like this episode has been a long time coming. So if you're a subscriber, thank you so much for clicking play. And if you're new, thank you to you as well, and a very, very warm welcome. And today's episode, I mean, as I record this, it's the 11th of November, and I want to talk about the end of year, and particularly the holiday season, but also New Year's Eve and the New Year period, and then, you know, kicking off 2024, which sounds almost ridiculous to say. How can it be 2024? But here we are, and today I want to give you some tips on having an effortless end of year. And these tips are actually really relevant for creating a beautiful new year as well. So I hope that it is a useful episode. Now, I will just preface this by saying that it's nighttime, it's like 8 o'clock here. And there are crickets outside my window. So I don't know if you can hear them or not, but I just had to close the window because they were clearly being picked up by the microphone. So I hope that that's not distracting. Let's dive in. Before we get into the content, I want to tell you about my newest program that I've just launched, which I'm really excited about. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you will know that I was certified a few months ago as a feminine embodiment coach, which I'm really excited about. And it's a beautiful, beautiful modality. And I really love supporting women to really tap into their truth and drop into their body and out of their head and really tap into the wisdom that lives in each of us. But my newest program that I've just launched is called Effortless End of Year. So it's very topical for today's episode, but it's a one-to-one program that will run across December and January. So obviously being a one-to-one program where I'm only supporting, you know, it's one-on-one client coaching sessions. So I've only got a limited number of spots, but I really want to support women to have an effortless end of year, to tap into what you truly desire for this season of the year, but also beyond that. What I love about this is that it's so applicable to life in general. We will be tapping into that beautiful body of yours and the wisdom that lives within that you may not even be aware of. We will be meeting any discomfort that is there at the moment, or darkness, uncomfortable feelings. We'll be meeting it with love, honoring it for what it is, and then alchemizing it and creating something beautiful from there. I will be supporting you through these one-on-one sessions throughout December to have the holiday season that you desire and that feels good to you, but then also through January to create a year that is deeply aligned with what you want to get out of life. And so in order to kind of create that, you need to know what you desire and what your heart longs for, and the messages that your body has for you. But you also need to learn how to, or know how to, create those boundaries to hold space for yourself, to trust yourself, and to really deeply love yourself. And that's what this program is all about. If you want to learn more about it, you can go to my website. It's nadeeguy.co/ effortless. I'll put a link in the show notes. But as I said, it's a 2-month program with 1-to-1 sessions every week. But then there's also additional resources to support you. So there'll be a bite-sized meditation. If you find yourself frazzled over the holidays or stressed, grab this meditation recording, pop in your earbuds and just nourish your inner world for a few minutes. There's some journaling prompts. You'll have access to me in between sessions for text support. And there's an embodiment recording as well to help you slow down, tap into what's going on within your inner world and really know what's going on and how to honor that. And so as you can see, it's a program that is, it's relevant for this time of the year, but it's also going to be supportive of you across the entire year. And I like to think of it as a beautiful gift to yourself for this time of the year. So I will link it in the show notes. Oh, before I forget, there's also at the moment I'm running an early bird discount. So to sign up, you are welcome to have an exploration call with me first, just to chat about the program and whether it's right for you. No pressure whatsoever. Obviously, I want it to be right and aligned for both parties, you and I. But then if you sign up by November 19th, there's a $400 discount. And then after that, I'll be putting it up to full price for the remaining couple of weeks until we kick off towards the end of November. So you can learn all about that at nadiguy.co/effortless. And so today's topic is all about having an effortless end of year. I've got 6 tips for you, and it might not be the kinds of things that you're expecting, but let's find out. So this time of year, for me, I love the holiday season. I love, especially love New Year's. For me, it's always just got this real magic about it. But I also know that it can be a really stressful, busy, frazzled, sometimes sad time of year. And so there's all these feelings going on. There's all this stuff going on. We've also got everything that's going on in the world at the moment. And so this year, I'm really excited to slow down and to tap into what's really important to me and to really intentionally create this season for both myself and my loved ones, using the skills that I've picked up over the past couple of years. And that's what my program is about as well. But so in terms of tips, number one, and I've just hinted at this, is to get clear on your values. So if you want to have an effortless end of year, you need to know what's important to you. And I know that sounds like a really kind of obvious question, but when was the last time you thought about it? So for me, I mean, it's things like family. I love spending time with family. Freedom is another really big one of my values, and having space, but also having connection. Those are a couple of mine, but you know, what is most important to you in general? And then also as it relates to this time of the year, once you know what your values are, and what's most important to you, it makes it much easier to deliberately and intentionally create a time of year that works for you, to do the things that you want to do, organize what you want to organize, focus on what is going to bring those things to life. Number two is to get clear on how you want to feel. And in embodiment, this is a really big part of what we explore. But outside of embodiment, you know, this is something that I've been doing for years anyway, is just thinking about how I want to feel, because how we want to feel can really guide everything else as well. So think about the weeks leading up to Christmas, maybe it's the school holidays, whatever else is going on for you at this time of the year, how do you want it to feel? And get really clear on that and see if you can bring those feelings into your body. And from there, again, you can focus on cultivating the events, the actions, the tasks, the connections, everything that kind of you have control over. You can deliberately focus on that and let everything else fall away, which is obviously a lot easier said than done. We can't just let everything drop to the floor. That's not important to us, but we can be mindful of what's important to us and how to focus more on it. And so number three is kind of in line with that, which is to consider what you can control. So at this time of year, there's lots of moving parts. There might be family coming to visit, maybe you're traveling, there might be school events to go to, social events to go to, gifts to buy, all of the things that happen at this time of the year typically. So there's a lot of things that you can control, but there's a lot of things that you can't. So my tip here is to decide now to let go of what you can't control. Because if you don't let go of it, you'll end up being even more stressed than you would otherwise, because you're trying to control something that you can't. And again, I know that's really easy to say, but it's just something that we can keep in mind to just create this effortless end of year. My fourth tip, and this one's a bit different as well, but it's very much in theme with this podcast, which is to meet yourself where you are at. So there's a lot of outside pressure to be a certain way, do a certain thing, feel a certain way. My guidance here is to meet yourself where you're at and accept the mess that you have, the discomfort that you have, to do your best not to distract yourself from those things and to be real with yourself. This podcast is all about meeting ourselves where we are, and it's all about accepting the mess that we have while growing in a direction that means something to us. So, you know, we can do both. We can accept the mess and we can love ourselves just as we are, and we can also strive to be better, grow, evolve, be mindful of where we're heading, and both can be true at the same time. And so this tip at this time of year is really about understanding where you're at and not putting too much pressure on yourself to be something that you're not. Just as a side note on this point, I did a really beautiful podcast interview recently with my very good friend Danielle Murnane. She has a podcast called Thank Goddess, and we did an interview, or she interviewed me, about finding the magic within your mess, and it was such a great conversation. We talked all about the importance of that and what happens in our life when we do accept our mess, what happens when we don't, what the world might look like if everyone was kind of more accepting of themselves and found that magic underneath everything. And I just love that conversation. I will link that episode in the show notes as well, because you might be interested to check it out. And she has some amazing episodes. So I really encourage you to check out Danny's podcast. It's really great. But anyway, that's tip number four. And then tip five is to decide now what you'll do if things don't go the way that you visualized. So up to this point, we're sort of talking about getting clear on what your values are, knowing how you want to feel, and sort of controlling what you can control and creating what you want to create. But inevitably, there's going to be things, as in life, where things don't always go the way that we had planned or visualized. And it can be really helpful to decide now what you're going to do when things don't turn out the way you had planned. And a couple of ideas that I have, and you can take or leave them, but I think they're useful, is to, number one, have compassion and empathy. And this goes for both yourself and others. So just having that sort of centered, this level of compassion and empathy. And then also action. Like, is there something that you're going to do, either for yourself or for others, if things don't go the way you planned? And I guess that's not always possible to know exactly what action you're going to take when you don't know what's not going to go the way you planned. But it could be something like, you know, if my Christmas lunch doesn't turn out the way I wanted, I will meditate for 5 minutes, or you know what I mean, like something that you can do if things don't go the way you planned. I want to take a minute here, and just as I'm talking about this, I'm realizing how privileged this whole frame is, and it's all very contextual to my culture, you know, where I live, my traditions, my family, and all, like, the vision that I have for this time of the year. And I just want to honor that for a moment, because you might be from a background that is completely different to mine, and that your, you know, every background, every culture is so welcome in my space. And so I just want to honor that and invite you to apply what I'm talking about to your own life and your own situation. You know, maybe this time of year has different traditions, or maybe it doesn't mean anything in your world. So I invite you to just kind of take what resonates and apply it in your own life. I'm also really mindful that there's a lot of suffering in the world right now, and it's a really hard time for an awful lot of people. And so talking about having Christmas lunch not go the way I planned feels really frivolous. But again, I'd invite you to apply it in a way that works for you. And I think, you know, I think I'll do a separate episode on, you know, how to hold everything at this time of the year, when we want to spend time with family, we want to uphold our traditions, but we're also mindful of the pain and suffering that's happening in so many places in the world. And that's not what this episode is about, but I just wanted to pause for a moment, because I was really feeling that as I was talking, and I hope that that makes sense and that it comes across. So please just apply this in a way that feels good to you. And that being said, tip number six is to plan if you want to. So I think lots of these types of lists about having an organized end of year is about planning ahead and getting organized. And I love all of those. Believe me, I love a checklist. I love a planner so much. But I've put it as the last tip because I feel like you can only plan and organize when you've got all the other stuff clear. And I've put it as an optional tip. I mean, I think it's a great one and I fully intend to plan to have a seamless end of year, but I think it's optional. That being said, the things that you can plan, if you've never planned before, are your budget. How much do you want to spend? What are people are on under financial pressure at the moment? Us included. So, you know, having a budget is really, can be really supportive. Plan your gifts, what you're going to buy, whether you're going to buy anything. And something I will mention here, in case you haven't heard it before, is this little rhyme that I find really cute for buying gifts. And we might try and implement it this year, I think. We'll see. But it's four things. So it's something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read. And I think that's a really neat way of giving options and focusing on gifts. You can plan your food, you can plan your travel, and you can plan giving or community initiatives that you want to take at this time of the year. So those are my six tips. So once again, I'll just run quickly over them. I'll also put them in the show notes. So it's number one is get clear on your values. Number two, get clear on how you want to feel. Number three, consider what you can control and decide now to let go of what you can't. Number four is to meet yourself where you're at. Number five, decide now what you'll do if things don't go the way you visualized. And number six is to plan if you need to. As I'm talking, my computer is absolutely whirring in the background. Again, I don't know if you can hear that, but it's very frustrating. But I'm going to leave it in because this podcast is about being real. And that's what's happening in my world right now. I only hope that you can still hear the audio. So I hope this has been helpful. Again, if you're interested in checking out my one-to-one coaching program, I would really love to have a chat with you about it. Again, it's nadirguy.co/effortless. And it would be the perfect gift to yourself for this time of year to support yourself through this season, into the new year, and beyond. Really, because you will experience and learn things that you'll be able to apply to life in general. So I look forward to being with you again really soon. And in the meantime, have a magical day.